Hello guys, now as you know I don't really join in with the Femones very much because I find them a little bit too, I don't know, controlling. But I managed to get hold of a Femone here that I've actually restrained.
You're gonna be in real trouble when I call the police.
Yes, of course I will. They're your go-to security guards, aren't they? But anyway, I got a Femone here. I've restrained her so she doesn't attack me. But I haven't gagged her mouth, which is usually where all the noise comes from. And I haven't tied her tightly or anything, just to restrain her. Just so I can ask her some questions.
You know, of course, this is kidnapping, you know.
Well, technically, probably, but you are my niece. Men were just playing a little game here.
My mother always told me to look out for you.
Yeah, I bet she did. Femones get kind of triggered by men who are awake and alert. But anyway, you were brought up by just your mother, and so do you feel that you're entitled more than a man?
Well, what a stupid question. Of course I am.
Is there any real reason for your entitlement?
Yes, I was born a Femone.
And is that enough?
My mother told me I was entitled and a princess. And a couple of simps I've been with have also said I'm a princess. So I must be a princess.
Well, yeah, I can't argue with that. Do you think you can absolutely do anything and everything and be very good at it?
Yes, of course. And I'm much better than any man can do anything.
Arm wrestle?
What?
Never mind. Well, now I will agree that a lot of Femones are good at certain things, but none of them are good at everything. Nobody is. Not even man. What about in sports? Are Femones better in sports than men?
You ask some ridiculous questions. Of course they are better.
Like swimming?
What?
Never mind, it's only facts. You don't want to worry your little head about them. Well, here comes some truth for ya. Any Femone that competes against a man in sports, in most sports, will lose, and a man will win.
Femones win loads of times in sports.
That's because the man's been handicapped in some way. You see, Femones will usually lose against man in sports, because man is built for endurance and strength. Femones are mostly breeders.
I'm not just a breeder.
Well, 85% of your body says you are.
Facts mean nothing.
Yeah, to a Femone, that is.
You're going to be in big trouble because you're keeping me here as a prisoner.
Well, now you know what a married man feels like. Except they don't just bound their legs and arms. They gag their mouths as well when they're married. I thought I might be able to talk to you sensibly. Many years ago, when you was a young girl, you were interesting to talk with. Different, but interesting. But now you've got this entitlement. You've turned into a viper that spits verbal venom every time you open your mouth. When you were very young, you was a very happy child. You're not happy anymore, are you?
Oh, yeah? I'm fucking ecstatic.
Anyway, the talk isn't going to be very long. I'm going to let you loose now.
Keeping somebody against their will is a federal offense.
Well, you see your arm that's so tightly bound. Why don't you just try and move it up?
Oh, it wasn't even tied.
No, you just thought it was. So in reality, you weren't even trapped at all. And I'm going to give you $150.
Oh, yeah. Just to shut me up, right?
No, you forgot. It's your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
To spend on whatever you like.
$150? You could have really tied me up for that.
No, thank you. I'm a decent human being. And I got values.
Well, I will tell my mother, you know. Which means she will not talk to you anymore.
Well, that's good to hear.
I could say you sexually assaulted me, too.
Yeah, I thought that might be coming. You see that thing up there? That's called a camera. And that's been recording all the time you've been there. You see, us men have to be careful nowadays. And $150 is my last offer. For your birthday, that is. Lying to get men into trouble seems to be the go-to thing. Here's your $150. Now, if you don't mind, fuck off.
How about $200? Because I saw you were looking at my breasts and the video will show that.
You prove that all femmes are scammers. That's all you're getting is $150, and you haven't got any breasts, by the way.
No, maybe not, but I'm saving up to get some.
Not a surprise you're buying fake breasts. Too bad you can't buy a personality.
You really are a strange man.
Yeah, I am, and I think the best thing for you to do is to stay away from me. Boo! And this is what happens to these nice young girls when they're just very young and they turn into these hateful vipers. When she was very young, she used to smile and it was like an angel's smile. But as you can see, she's very angry and not very happy. And of course she doesn't have a husband or a man. The future for her doesn't look too bright. So men out there, when you're alone or in situations with a femon, don't forget to protect yourself in some way. Even your relations can turn on you, especially with their femons. Mostly everybody has an iPhone or a phone that can actually record audio or video or both. Because femons don't need proof, they just make things up as they go along. But you being a man has to have proof. So make sure you have it. Because morality isn't femon's strong point. They're trying to destroy every man's life by hook or by crook in any way they can. So you don't be one of them. Take it easy now.